Matthew 5, 17 to 18 explains this even better. Think not that I am come to destroy the law of the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. So, you have a certain ideology or a certain thinking in Christianity today that says, no, but the law's been done away with. We are no longer under the law, we are under grace. But the Lord says, I've not come to remove it, I've not come to destroy it, I've come to fulfill it. I've come to live it out to its fullest potential. And the understanding of we are no longer under the law is a confusion of the moral law versus the ceremonial law. The earthly sanctuary represented also the heavenly sanctuary. Not only did the festivals in the sanctuary have to represent certain things on earth, but in Hebrews 4 verse 14 it tells us of the earthly tabernacle or sanctuary representing a similar one in heaven. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. So where the priest on earth represented the one who would carry our sins into the temple, so Jesus Christ in a temple sanctuary in heaven is the high priest that is passed into heaven, Jesus the Son of God. Read with me Hebrews 8 verse 1 and 2. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heavens. A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. Let's paraphrase this a bit. Let me read it again. We have such a high priest, right? Like the one on earth, we have a high priest, but he is now in heaven. A minister of the sanctuary, the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. Which power pitched the tabernacle on earth? Man or God? Well, Moses pitched it, so it would have been pitched by man. So here's another tabernacle, and it says in heaven, which is not touched by man, this has been pitched by the Lord. So the one on earth actually represents the sanctuary in heaven. The sanctuary shows us, the Old Testament sanctuary, shows us that the gospel we have today is the same as the gospel we had in the Old Testament. It was designed to help the people of the Old Testament understand God's plan of salvation. Today we read about Jesus Christ and understand that through Jesus Christ we can attain salvation. In the Old Testament sanctuary, they had the same gospel, but just laid out in a different marketing plan, if you will.